And now the conclusion of the live and local interview with Ann Hendry, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Nonprofit Association of the Midlands.
What do you see as the largest obstacles to overcome moving forward?
You know, I think so many of us are looking at, is our business model still viable? Is it safe to hold fundraisers? Can we offer our services to our clients in a way that's safe for both our employees as well as those that need the services? Fundraising, I think, is going to be an ongoing challenge that we have to continue to think of new and different ways to do that, because so many people have been hurt by the economic downturn that we may not be able to get as much in gifts and donations. I think it's also important to look at the funds that are coming to the state of Nebraska from the American Rescue Plan Act. Nonprofits have really benefited a lot from the Relief and Recovery Acts, from the Paycheck Protection Program loans and the CARES Act to the American Rescue Plan Act, that Nebraska will receive billions of dollars to help our communities recover. And we really think there's the possibility to get upstream and do some systems change and solve, you know, problems before they get too far into our communities. It's an exciting time. Nonprofits are really the community fabric that makes Nebraska such a great place to live, work, and raise our families.
You've brought up an interesting point, because there's been a lot of federal money that has come out, which is fantastic. One of the things we're discovering is that people aren't filling out the paperwork, whether it's landlords, tenants, and in many cases, it's one of each or both. My question to you is, with all those dollars out there, who is helping lead the way to say, come on, fill out your stuff, get your money, let's get healed?
You know, as it relates specifically to rent and utility assistance, there's a lot of collaborative efforts going on. MATCH, or the Metro Area Continuum of Care for the Homeless, they've been a funnel for millions of dollars for rent and utility assistance. And then they work with human service providers like Together Inc. or Heartland Family Services, so their clients can access funds. The process does take some time. A lot of it is we had to build the plane to get this money out while we were flying it. So it's been challenging. But that has really picked up the pace. And matchconnect.org is a website that people can go to for their clients, for their family members, for themselves, to start getting in that pipeline. There's quite a bit of money left, and we see more money for that. And more importantly, we see more need for that coming down the road, as it is such a mixed recovery for people.
Where does the Nonprofit Association of the Midlands get your funding?
You know, we're funded a lot like your traditional 501c3. We get a lot of foundation grants. We also get not quite 30% of our revenue through membership dues for our members. We get fees for services from our programs and services that we offer our members. So it's pretty much, we're funded like a typical nonprofit. We just try to do so in such a way that we're not in competition with our members for dollars.
Sure. And then, because you provide certain services and help to nonprofits, that allows a higher percentage of their funds that they receive, either through grants, donations, or both, to be applied directly to the clients at a grassroots level, right?
That's exactly right.
Are you helping coordinate folks being able to get to that federal money? Now I'm talking about organizations, charitable organizations, to make sure that they're compliant with the paperwork and all the I's dotted, T's crossed, and that type of thing. Is that a service that you're providing as well?
Yeah, since last year, we have held a large number of information sessions on how to apply for a paycheck protection loan. What are the questions you need to ask your financial institution? What are some resources out there? We are a member of the National Council of Nonprofits. There's 40-some-odd groups like NAM across the country, and the National Council has been instrumental in making sure that we have the accurate information so we can tell our members. With the Paycheck Protection Program, that was the first time in history that the Small Business Administration made nonprofits eligible for funds from the SBA. We're doing something similar right now on the American Rescue Plan Act. We're holding a series of forums on the funds that are coming to Nebraska and trying to get ideas so we can come up with specific proposals, specifically in the areas of early childhood, food, health, both physical and behavioral health, housing and workforce development, on what we can do for our state to help get things back on track. There's lots of other important areas as well, but they're getting more direct earmarks from those funds. So we're just trying to help be the voice of the sector so people understand not only does every Nebraskan use a nonprofit every single day, there are 90,000 Nebraskans that work for a 501c3.
How is your organization able to keep up with all the rules, regulations, and guidelines coming out of the federal government with these types of programs?
You know, it is. Boy, the guidance changes, it feels like, daily sometimes. We just monitor things, again, through the National Council. They have a great public policy team that sifts through a lot of this and then shares that information with us. And so then we're able to give our members just-in-time information.
If one is looking for information, you can go to nonprofitam.org. That is Ann Hendry. She's the CEO of Nonprofit Association of the Midlands. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. This has been very informative.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your interest.